Welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth. We are so happy to have in studio with us today the superintendent of Hastings Public Schools, Dr. Christine Wierkamp Herman is here, and gosh, it's very exciting. We're talking in the month of September.
Woo! I know, time goes fast.
Time goes fast, and you have had the start of a new school year. So I know it was great for the kids, but I want to hear personally for you, what's that start of a school year like?
Oh, it's always fun. First, it's fun the week before the kids come back to get all the staff back together. We did our welcome back on Tuesday morning, and it was fun to have everyone in the theater at the high school, and my first time getting to be in front of them and get to meet some of them after, and all of the staff come together. And it's wonderful to have everyone together. And our marching band starts out the morning, so they're on stage playing, and they're so wonderful. And teachers get some professional development during that week. They get time in their classrooms to prepare, and so it's a good first start to getting everyone back. And then on Tuesday, the first day of school, we actually have a link crew at the high school, and they work with our incoming freshmen. And so it's an opportunity to help freshmen transition to this new school now as a high schooler. It's led by the students. They run the groups. They're with them constantly. Adults are around supervising, but adults aren't leading. It's student led.
And the ninth graders come by themselves to the high school, right?
Yep.
I think that's really a nice tradition. Yeah. Gives them just an opportunity to
learn their way around.
Yes,
not
yes.
Not feel like they don't know where their class is on the first day with all these other students there. It really is a nice way to transition kids to a new building.
And it's kind of nice for the upperclassmen to be like, yep, I don't have to go back to school yet.
Yeah. We even had a student come because he didn't know.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. We're like, no, you don't have to come till tomorrow.
Oh, was he so happy?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think he was upset. He was up so early.
Sorry, Charlie. Oh, yeah, darn it
that
all.
Was cute.
And then do you do something similar in the middle school?
Yes, we do. So we have our web where everyone belongs. So that's where our 7th and 8th graders welcome in our 5th graders. Now that too is all student led. Adults are not leading those programs. Now adults are always in the room supervising, but it is led by our 7th and 8th graders. And they're in smaller groups and they get to, you know, again, know where their classroom is. They do fun activities. They get to know some of those leaders of the 7th and 8th graders, and they set the tone for expectations and behaviors and how things work at middle school. And I think that's really important because, you know, 5th grade is still young and you're coming to a much larger
school. It's a big jump.
It is a jump, yeah. And so I think that opportunity to be with those older kids is wonderful. And it's smart, too, the way the leadership has designed the building. 5th grade have their own corridor, basically.
Yes.
And 6th grade have theirs, and 7th and 8th. And so it's not quite as overwhelming because you're not expected to be all across the building. So that does help. I think that helps minimize some of the anxiety that incoming 5th graders might have.
And that's a relatively new phenomenon. I know when the school was originally designed for the 5th through the 8th graders, that was the intent. And then, unfortunately, we just kind of got away from that. But it's nice to hear now that that's kind of back.
Yeah.
So it makes parents feel better, I think.
It does. It does. And I think it's easier for kids. It's easier for the adults monitoring kids. I do want to give a shout out to Trent Hansen. He had stepped in doing an interim principalship there and kind of started setting that in motion. And I do appreciate now Ryan Wynn starting his second year as principal there, continuing that and just always looking at ways to improve processes and systems. Because when you have that many kids in a building, you know, you're talking 1,200 kids. That's a lot of students. And so the systems are really important. And I think the administration of the building has done a really good job of implementing ones that work.
So let's talk about the elementary cuties. How was their first week?
Good. So they have Raiders Set Go. So Tuesday and Wednesday, it's really fun for the kindergarten through fourth grade students, families to get to come and meet their teachers, see their classroom. Again, for incoming kindergartners, they get a little bit longer time to, you know, circulate through the building and know where they're headed. And it was really fun. I hit all the elementaries, and I was at Pinecrest when they were still coming in, and no criers. Nobody was crying.
Oh, really?
Everybody's ready for
kindergarten. How about the mamas?
So, yeah, well,
the mamas
I don't know about that one. Actually, I did see one look a little, hard on moms. Yeah.
It's hard on moms, yes. Well, there's an energy always with that first part of school, that first week of school, and everyone's all spiffed up and excited, and I hope that can continue as long as possible.
Me too. Well, you know, the most amazing one I saw was, so our preschool starts the following week.
Oh.
And so I was there, and it's their first day, and you have four-year-olds.
Now,
imagine 24-year-olds, and they're all in a line, and they're quiet, and they're walking to breakfast. And it was amazing. The staff there are amazing with kids.
For sure.
Because the kids are smiling. They're happy to be there.
Oh, boy.
It was really fun to watch.
I wonder if you could hire them out to come home and parent. But you know how they send puppies away sometimes to get training, and then they come back to you when they're fully trained? Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
It really was impressive. They're really great staff. They love kids. They love families. I encourage young families, those that with birth to five-year-old kids, to look at our ECFE classes, our early childhood family education classes. The parent educators are really, really great facilitators, and you learn a lot. And you build lifelong friendships.
For sure.
So I really encourage, you know, new families or families with young children to consider those classes. I think you'll really find them beneficial.
And what I think is so cool about our community, Ed, is that it's housed in the same building as the senior center.
Yeah.
And so to have that synergy between, you know, there's a lot of years in between, but you have them birth to preschool, and then you have older generation there. There just is natural interaction, organic, and it's so sweet to see.
It is. And it's so wonderful to see the number of seniors there.
I know.
I mean, it is busy, and that's wonderful. It is a wonderful asset to
It's only $12
community.
A year, though. I think you could raise your rates, just saying. It's a dollar a month, and they are so active.
They are so active. Card playing. Yes. They have some all different activities. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I encourage people that are interested to come check it out if they haven't already. I think there's well over 1,000 members. Now, I don't know how many are coming of those. Mm-hmm. Each day, but it's a wonderful opportunity just to connect with others. And
for sure.
Yeah, it's good. Aww. It's really good.
So how long did this honeymoon period last?
Well, we're still...
Oh, you're still in it. I'm very impressed. Wow, that's great news.
Yeah.
So this is kind of a tough topic, but before Hastings Public Schools started, there was a terrible shooting at a small Catholic school, Annunciation, in Minneapolis, and that had to have really affected everybody that's in the educational system, and just a terrible thing. But I know you wanted to give a shout out to the Hastings community and also the police department, because you reached out to them to just for a little extra safety help.
Yeah, the chief contacted me and said, hey, we're going to be an extra presence there. You know, our hearts go out to all of the families and all of those affected by the shooting. And it does have ripple effects on all of the other schools in our area, all across the state. The unimaginable. I don't understand it. I'll never will. It's a terrible thing. But again, our chief stepped up and had officers out before and after school. And you have as much traffic as you have, and doors are open at that time. That just gave everybody a sense of security, and I appreciate that. You know, we have SROs at the high school. The middle school is off for a minute working back in the department, but he will be coming back to us in January. He was there for the first 2 weeks of school, and that was helpful. He get to know kids. And
that's a safety resource officer.
School resource officer.
And that position is meant to do what?
Well, first of all, it does help. You know, you have 1,200 people in a building. That's a lot of people to not have some sort of security, right? So it does give that sense of the security piece, who's entering, who's not entering buildings, that kind of thing. But also it helps connect what they see happening in the community. They can make connections with kids, and so they can hopefully dissolve situations that might arise.
Sure.
Just that relationship building with children is very, very important. And then by extension, families. And so I think just keeping the community and schools working together, that role can be pivotal in ensuring those that we work together.
And Hastings is lucky because we don't just have a security guard. This is a police officer.
Correct. Licensed police officer. Yeah. So at both sites, like I said, they were short-staffed on the police force right now, so Mr. Domeyer had to go back with them now, but we'll come back to us in January. So we're looking forward to having it both at the middle school and high school. Right now, though, our high school SRO will go between schools. So it's not that she won't be at the middle school.
Of course. So, how wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, and I would like to just also add, if we could, just letting parents know, please follow our drop-off and pick-up procedures as we think about safety. We have lots of kids running through, and I just don't want anybody, you know, getting hurt, so it's just really important that our drop-off procedures are followed appropriately and in and out as quickly so we don't have traffic delays. And so,
oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well, I've been in those traffic lines before, and it's dicey, but, you know, maybe give your little cutie a smooch before you leave home so they don't have to come around the side of your car, and then you have to get out and you give them a hug.
And got to keep it moving. And we're going to get some additional signage Pinecrest Elementary and our high school just to help, because sometimes it can be confusing if you don't have really good signs, letting parents know exactly where to go and possibly where not to. So I'm hoping that helps relieve some of that flow problem.
Well, if you want to give update on what really the procedures and the protocols are.
Well, I think it's a matter of making sure you're in the right lane when you drop off so that we don't get in bus lanes, making sure that we're in the right parking lots to drop off kids and not in adjacent parking lots that can cause, again, traffic problems or with kids running across parking lots, that kind of thing. So I think that's the key, is just ensuring, and then you drop and go instead of just waiting. What happens sometimes at the middle school, traffic can flow out to Highway 55 and cause some problems and backups, and we don't want to do that because that affects other community members.
Right.
And so we think about that safety as well.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. How did all the busing go?
We had a good experience with busing. You know, there's a little bit of late buses initially, and there always are, because
for
you have to learn the routes and figure them out, make sure that the timing is right. But for the most part, it went reasonably smoothly.
Oh, and that's surprising.
That's always a big deal.
Oh, my gosh. So many moving parts to that.
Yeah. But, you know, the Hastings Bus Company, they're really good.
I know. Terry Johnson, he's a gem.
He is. I really like him. He gave me a tour of the entire district when I first came. And it was great because he said, asked me with last name of Herman. He showed me a part of the
district. Oh,
where all
the Hermans live?
Yeah, and he said, this is Hermanville. I said, oh, I wish we were related. I don't think we are, but yeah, that was fun.
Okay, and isn't that so interesting that even though he is so far up the totem pole in the Hastings Bus Company, he still knows where Hermanville is. That's right. What I love about him. He's very hands-on.
Yeah.
He knows exactly what's going on. And that's what you need. You need partners that are going to just do their own thing and get it done. And
yeah, it is nice. It's such a professional organization. It's really nice to not have to be worry about that. They just know their part and handle it in a real professional manner, want to build relationships with kids. It's really important. You know, the bus driver is the first person that our kids see in the morning, and often the last one in the evening. So that's a really important
relationship. I never
thought
of it like that. Yes.
Yeah. It can start their day and end their day two different ways, right? So we want it to be a real positive experience. And I think that the Hastings Bus Company hire people that really want to build relationships with our kids. And I think that's important. I know it's important.
So is this where I tell you the story like 50 years ago when I'd get on the bus and I'd say to my bus driver, good morning, mister, and I won't say his last name. And he'd say to me, what's so good about it? And then I'd sit right behind him in the front because I didn't like all the naughty kids that were in the back. I was such a weirdo. Well, it sounds like we're off to a great start scholastically, but you mentioned the marching band.
Yeah.
They had a great success the last weekend. They were in two shows, and they did very well, and that's going to be fun. I know they have their big field show coming up at the end of September.
Yes, I believe so. And they also, though, are performing at halftime.
Yes.
This coming Friday. So hopefully people will come and see that. I'm excited. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're amazing. And their sound quality is so good.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome. Yep. But then let's talk about Friday football games and what the heck. You have, I think, a little D1 football player in the making.
Sounds like
How fun is that?
Zach Shatek breaking all these records. Sounds like, from what I understand, I think one of the records goes back to the 1960s.
Wow.
So that's pretty amazing. Excited about seeing where that team will go. Also, you know, just know we have volleyball going. We have girls swim and dive. We have cross country. We have girls tennis. Soccer, boys and girls. So lots of activities. People can go. If you want some good entertainment, you know, come to some of these games. They're fun.
Oh, they are fun.
Yeah.
And it's where the rubber meets the road. Yeah. I love this level of play.
I do, too. I think now, even more importantly, high school sports can be so fun. They're truly competitive. They're still learning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very different than professional.
Mm-hmm.
It's really fun to see greatness at times, and then you see the mistakes, and you're like, yep, because they're a kid.
They're a kid, and they're learning.
Still learning.
Yes.
Yeah.
So tell us about how the staff is doing. How are they feeling about this year?
So far, I'm getting really positive feedback.
Good.
Ready to be back. I think it felt like a really positive opening to the school year. Really excited. We do have some open positions. So
let's hear.
We do have one long-term sub position that we could use at the middle school special education. We have some paraprofessional positions open, and they generally work with students with special needs. We have some school-age care positions open, I think about three of those, a food service position, and then some coaching positions for winter sports, wrestling, swim, and basketball. So if anyone's interested in getting involved in the schools, we'd love to have you apply and come interview, and we'll go from there.
And how would they go about doing that?
You should be able to go right onto our website and go into the HR tab, and you'll be able to apply.
Okay.
And if you need to, just call. Call the district office any of the buildings. Will help you figure that out. Okay. No problem. We can walk you through anything you need, any questions
okay.
you have.
Some of those positions you mentioned, do you know what the timing would be?
Well,
or?
The school-age care is a before and after school.
Okay.
The food service paraprofessionals, those are going to be 9-month positions. They're only on the school days that kids are in, so there wouldn't be additional days. So if you want that type of schedule, the long-term sub would just be, again, the school days for a couple of months just to get us through a certain leave. And then coaching positions would be the season, of course.
Okay.
And that's going to be your after-school practices and then your games. And some of those do include weekends.
Okay.
So if you're interested in coaching, though, you usually kind of understand how that works.
For sure.
Yeah, but please, if anyone is interested, we'd love to have you apply. We're continually working on our pathways work.
How is that going?
It's good. So the Enamitage table is starting in use now with our kids. Our science teachers were really excited about it opening week, really getting
imagine.
In there. That usage I see really morphing over time. So as the instructors learn more about all of its capabilities, because it's amazing. I can see it getting embedded in lots of ways. And so it'll be fun to watch that. If anybody wants to come tour the building and see that, we more than welcome to show you around. We are looking to do some sort of video around that table to get that shared with people so they can see it. It's amazing. There's 5 cadavers that were real. And it's all electronic, and it can take DNA and split it. It can show you how a black hole works, and you're actually looking at a black hole. And knowing, too, that we're the only high school in the state that has one is pretty cool. I just want to thank everyone that's participated in helping us, the Doffing Fund. And so as we think about our career paths, looking to expand that healthcare pathway and opportunities in our future, potentially, who knows where that can come with different certifications. There's a team that's going to meet to look through our course progressions, just hopefully outline. If you're going to go in a certain pathway, you might want to start with this class, followed up with a second, third. Outline those so that when families go to enroll kids next year and do their class schedule, they're going to see more of a course progression on the pathways.
Almost like college or something.
Really very similar. Mm-hmm. And I think that will help make it clearer for kids. And again, they can try anything they want. So
right.
definitely try
they're
what you
locked
want.
In.
You're not locked into yeah. anything, but hopefully being a little more transparent with how it works. And we'll learn as we go to
for sure.
as we put these together, and also looking to partner with community members. So I would do a reach out today, please. Any kind of work that you do and you want to come share with our kids, we would love to have speakers come to our classrooms. Anybody who owns companies, if we could partner with some job shadowing, potentially internships, if that's an opportunity that a business could provide here locally, we would love that. Please contact me, contact Principal Dorn. We'd love to partner more with our community right here in Hastings.
Sounds like you're off to a great start.
Yeah.
We want to thank our guest today, Dr. Christine Wehrkamp-Herman, and we are so excited about the 2025-2026 school year, and we look forward to watching it unfold. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.